You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why you this? Must be the money.
B. Mitch and Finley, high noon in the District of Columbia. Fired up to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Welcome in our friend, Mr. Fred Smoot. Fred, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, brother. How y'all doing, man? My keys still hurting a little bit from that whooping yesterday, but I'm okay.
Fred, how did you function in Minnesota, dog?
It's too cold up there.
It's cold,
Fred,
as hell up there, dog.
But listen, B. Mitch, one thing I learned quickly living up there with the Mississippi River coming down through there and the home of 10,000 lakes, you will learn how to take that cold. And what happened to me was my blood thickened. And I know with y'all making that quick trip, y'all blood didn't have time to thicken, but the people up there, it bounced right off them. I heard it was 2 degrees up there. How did y'all fare?
Listen, man.
It was terrible. I hate that place.
I was sitting in me and Tanner was sitting in a little restaurant at the hotel. And we're watching people walk by to go to the Timberwolves game. And everybody had on basically a shirt like you and I, JP. And then these kids walking by with their parents. And these little bastards had on just short sleeve shirts. And look, I had on a regular shirt with a pullover on that with my jacket, the hoodie, and gloves.
Well, and
I was freezing like hell.
Saturday's when it got super cold,
bro,
too.
Come on, man.
That's not for me up there, Fred.
Lord have mercy. Like I said, I endured it for 2 years, but my body acclimated to it. But a quick trip like y'all made, I'm sure y'all felt the pain.
Speaking of feeling the pain, Fred, serious question for you. In your NFL career, and you played for a long time, were you ever blanked? Were you ever on a team that got shut out? It doesn't happen all that often.
Yeah, I think my rookie year. You remember my rookie year? We started like 0-7, right? You remember like we had such a slow start my rookie year. And if I'm not
that's right, 0-5. That was Marty's first year.
Yeah, so I think if I'm not mistaken, I remember Priest Holmes and Tony Gonzalez and that Kansas City, Will Shields and that offensive line and that team. I think they blanked us. I think that was the first time I was blanked in the NFL. I think it was my rookie year where nothing went right. Like, nothing went right on defense. Nothing went right on offense. Special teams couldn't make a play. And then when you have that happening, man, it's just like an avalanche of things. And that team just got it rolling on us. We couldn't do nothing right. We couldn't make the right calls. We couldn't win the one-on-one matchups. If you play long enough in this league, you don't have a couple of those days.
So, Fred, you're right. It was your rookie year, but you were a 1 week late. The Chiefs beat you all 45-13, but you got blanked week two, Monday Night Football, Lambeau Field, 37-0 to the Pack.
Oh, that's terrible. I think I had an interception that game.
So one thing B and I specifically wanted to ask you about yesterday.
The coverage.
The coverages. Minnesota was so good on third down early in this thing when it was still a ball game. And you'd see a third and seven and a DB 11 yards off. Like, what did you think of the coverage plan in the first half yesterday?
Well, I think we kind of pigeonholed ourselves because we basically for the last 3 weeks been 100% zone team. And when a team comes in and know you're going to be a 100% zone team, unless you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers of the early 2000s, no team has been able to just do that and do it at that volume. Well, I think they just picked the zones apart. The one thing we can say about Kevin McConnell, he's one of the best offensive coaches in this league. You give him a week to dissect your defense, knowing that your defense already has some slight weaknesses because of personnel, he will come up with a game plan that he can layer that can make it easy for his quarterback. That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to make easy throws for J.J. McCarthy. I know J.J. McCarthy looked surgical on us, but let's not act like he threw for 350 yards. He made the plays when they presented itself, and he made the clutch plays, the third downs, the red zone. That's where they was efficient. Where they was efficient at, they had these long, drawn-out drives that just drained us.
Yeah.
When these things happen, my offense get on the field. Now my offense trying to play catch-up, and now it's three and out. And I think that's where the game got away from us.
Yeah. Fred, you played in this league a long time, and you studied football. I do give you credit for that. You're just a horrible cook. But when you look at this defense, what – Let's try to move forward. Like, I normally try to get away from this junk because I get in all season, then I'll dissect. But what needs to change for this thing to get better?
Man, you know what? I'm one of these believers at this. Let's be good at something. Let's find that one thing that we're good at. And if there's blitzing, let it so be it. If it's coverage on the back end, so be it. If it's something small like tackling, so be it. At this time and point in the year, I should know one identifier of who we are. Like, what do we do good? What is it that one thing? Well, when it was me, Champ, and Dale Green, we was good at man-to-man covering. We didn't need a super pass rush. We could cover long enough to go out there and make plays. That was our super strength. If I ask you right now, B. Mitch and JP, what is the one super strength of this defense, what would you tell me?
Nothing. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, then. It's nothing. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. That's the problem. And you have to have some identifier. We talk about that Vikings defense. Blitzing. They're going to get off the bus blitzing, and they're going to live, and they're going to die by it. Big play, short play, they don't care. This is who we are. We're not going to change for anybody, and that's what you got to have. Even on offense right now, we are a running team. We won't lean into it, though.
Yeah.
We are a running team. If we can do anything right on offense, we can line up and say a mano-a-mano. We're going to run the ball downhill. But we seem, because the game gets away from us, we have to get away from the running game, and we can't do what we do best.
But I think what you said, we're a running team, but we won't lean on it. I just think as soon as we think, we don't have to know. We think something is about to happen, we just get away from it. When that running game, if you establish it at a higher level, it can open up a lot of other stuff for you.
And it can be defensive, B. Mitch.
Yeah.
The only way a defense can give up 0 yards is to sit on the sideline. Where if you got a running game and you can put together what were we good at last year? 12, 13, 14 play drives.
Yep.
All right, the defense was playing right around 55, 65 plays. You put this defense out there for 70 plays, they will not look good. Mm-hmm. You put this defense out there for consecutive drives of 10 or play more drives, they will not look good. You have to weaponize this team, and the only way to weaponize this team is to tell those three running backs, we're finna take this thing to 1980 Georgia Tech. We're finna show these guys what we got on offensive line. Get ready to go forward. Let's just get nasty a mano a mano.
Time of possession yesterday was 35-25. The Vikings offense was on the field 10 more minutes than the Commanders offense.
Was it the shortest game y'all ever been a part of?
First half was an hour and about 5-10 minutes.
It reminded me of the Callahan games in 2019.
When it got to halftime, I was like, damn.
I think it was the shortest NFL game this year. I think it was 2:40. Usually these games are like 3:15. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. That game got to move. Think about it. The first quarter consists of one drive from each team.
Yeah. Yeah. It was.
And the second quarter was mostly one drive from one team.
From one team. 12 minutes right in the second.
That's what I'm talking about. So that's how that game could get away from us so quick. And I thought the turning point in the game was when Debo couldn't catch the ball in the end zone. I thought that was the turning point of the game. Because if you don't get no points right there, if you get points right there, I thought the game turns out to be a totally different game.
You don't get points there, and then they go on a 98-yard touchdown drive.
That's a play where we probably should have leaned into that running game a little bit more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talking with our friend Fred Smoot here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. You can follow Fred at fsmoot21, Sean T. Check out all his work with the Commanders on their YouTube and their social channels and the podcast. Fred, going forward with Jaden, if you were in charge, what are you doing?
He a football player, right? Well, he don't play football. You can't be my fearless leader, and you ain't out here being fearless with us. Like, at the end of the day, he is built to play football. We all get hurt. We all have injuries. But if I'm going to follow you into a line's den, I need to know that you're going to be the first dude off the bus. So, if it's me, I'm playing him. You can't get better at football not playing football. Like, you got to play football. Like, and the one thing I try to tell people about it, as good as Jaden is, as much as he did for us last year on that trip that he took us on, he is not a finished product.
Yeah.
Right? He still had to cross his T's and dot his I's. He's going to get better. And I know that's scary to the rest of the NFL. But, yes, he still has room to improve. And you cannot improve without playing football. And think about this, JP. These last games are all divisional games. These are people that you're going to see the rest of your career while you're in Washington. You need to get used to beating them. You need to get used to playing them. And you can't do that in 1 year. You need to get used to your environment. In the NFC East, and these are three good teams, three good measuring sticks to finish up the year. Yes, I want him to play. He's a football player. Play football.
I think, like, when injuries and things in the past and injuries today, it gets a little bit – the people start labeling people, but a lot more of it is the coaching and the front offices holding guys back than it is the guys holding back. You know what I'm saying? And I think that right there is something you got to be a little leery of, because as they said yesterday, he could have went back in the game. They wouldn't let him go back in the game, which I understand that.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of these injuries, I think you spend more time out because of what the others think. And the fan base and the media label you based off of that when you could have probably played quicker.
We in life right now that everybody's so quick to label everybody. They so quick to label everybody great off one game. They so quick to label everybody bad off of one game. You get hurt twice. Now you're injury prone. And that's why the one thing I never did when I just played through injury, because I knew with me coming in the league at 175 pounds, if I get hurt twice, they're going to say I'm injury prone. Just like that. Like, just because of my size, not because I'm actually injury prone. So they're quick to label you, and the one thing about it, it's hard to shed those labels. That's the bad part about it. Once you label that something, and I don't care if that's a bus. If you label a bus, people would never let you live that down.
Agreed. I thought it was the right call to not put him back in yesterday, but it seems to me, barring some sort of setback today, that he'll be out there Sunday in the Meadowlands, and I think a lot of fans are going to have a big problem with that, but I don't think
there's a disconnect.
I think fans don't see things the way people in NFL buildings see things sometimes, and a lot of it, I think, especially you look at baseball and the NBA, everything is about protecting for the future and not worrying about right now. Von Miller said something really that stuck with me a couple weeks back. He said, in the NFL, we're prisoners of the present. All we can focus on is the next game. Mm-hmm. And I do think that's the correct mindset. I think that's the mindset.
16 of them.
17.
Yes. 17. You play 17 games, and you got baseball is 160 plus, and then basketball and hockey is 80-something plus. And I don't think people really understand the mindset that goes into that. Every week you're playing a big game. In hockey, you might have four games, three games that week. Basketball, same thing. Baseball, hell, you have two games in one night.
Right.
So in one day. So it just like, it's a different mindset. And I understand, but like what happens is if you're a guy who gets injured, either you learn how to not to, or you learn how to just, you just don't give a damn and you just keep getting injured.
But, how you learn how to play with injuries.
Yeah, it's people that learn how to not get injured.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You think you learn how to not throw an interception? You can learn how to stop taking those unnecessary hits.
And they got to realize that football is such a gladiatorial sport that we happen just to lead with wounds. Right? We happen just to lead with wounds because it's like we go into games knowing I'm going to lead with pain. Like it ain't no ifs, ands, or buts. I will not leave this game the way I came in. And you have to face that every week, all right? So at the end of the day, if I'm a player and I'm playing with pain, why can't you?
Got Fred Smoot on the line here, star cornerback for the Commanders, or for the Washington and the Vikings in his 9-year NFL career, 18 interceptions as a member of the Burgundy and Gold. Fred, I don't say this lightly, because I've covered a lot of games and I've seen a lot of...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bad stuff. Yesterday might have been the most shocking game I had seen. I was, as that game unfolded and for them to get blanked, I was shocked. How did it land for you?
Well, not scoring points is not the end all be all. It's just a loss. You're losing. That makes me mad. Like, which one hurts the most, to lose by two or to lose by 30? I think it's to lose by two, all right? Because that means we had this game and we had a chance to win this game. Like, I'm not appalled at it. Like, I always tell this, when you go into competition, it's about matchups. Just because we matched up well against the Broncos don't mean we matched up well against a Minnesota team. Just because we matched up well against, like, so it's all about matchups and it's all about momentum and it's all about home field advantage is a real thing. Y'all was in that environment.
Yeah, it was,
it was loud up there, dog.
Listen, when they get doing that skull chant, when that horn get to blasting, you cannot hear your thoughts in that building.
You ain't lying about that, my friend.
It was blasting.
that place is loud, man.
Fred, Brian and I talked about this earlier. In the NFL, there's not a lot of coaches that can handle an 8-game losing streak and maintain their job. That's just the reality of pro football.
Yeah.
You got a team that's 3-10. To the people that are calling for Dan Quinn's job, and I don't think it's going to happen. I watched Josh Harris and Adam Peters shake his hand as he walked in the locker room yesterday. What do you say to the people calling for Dan Quinn's job?
What are you thinking? You know what? We're so used to misery and change. Let me tell you something. Our fan base has PTSD in the biggest form. possible. Anytime they see anything that resembles the past, they revert back to the past. If our quarterback gets hurt, they revert back to RG3. If we lose three games in a row, they revert back to the time me and Santana's was playing football. They go back to the worst case scenario at every point. Let me ask the fan base this. If you fire Dan Quinn, who are you hiring? Who are you hiring that's going to do a better job than him? Listen, we know, I always tell people, all of us got problems. Tell me the circumstance of the problem. This is the circumstance of our problem. Injury, injury, injury. All right? Also, our offense, for example, we got a lot of great individual talent. Well, that individual talent hasn't had time to gel and be in sync because they haven't practiced together for more than 1 week, 2 weeks at a time.
Yep.
So, no, they're not going to be in sync like an offense that didn't have all its parts and all its pieces. Pass rush. Right, we've had limited pass rush. We're missing our top three, four pass rushes. That's cause and effect. So I want to ask them, what's your better solution? And just because you fire somebody, they don't make your new hire better than the person you just fired. Give people a chance to troubleshoot. Give people a chance to figure things out. Give people a chance to lay a foundation. Well, our foundation is this. We went to the NFC Championship. The next year we had a losing season. Let's see what the rest of the future got in store for us. Change ain't always good.
Yeah.
Amen.
I think the biggest – they obviously built up – DQ specifically builds up a ton of capital last year with the season they had. And every move they made worked. This year, seemingly the opposite is true.
Yeah.
I do not expect a change. I know others will try to –
But that is what we wanted to get away from when this new ownership came in. And now people immediately want to go right back to it. The problem is this.
Same thing.
Like, I hope ownership and front office don't listen to those people.
Yeah, I don't think they'll feel that pressure.
That
I don't think
said,
they hear outside noise. I don't think that's how they live. And I think they understand continuity is the best thing that we can have right now. You want to try to keep everybody that helped us get that success that first year. Keep them, but you got to cross your T's and dot your I's. You might have to add something to the coaching staff or subtract something from the coaching staff. But I don't think changing the head man, I don't think that helped nobody.
Fred, thank you for the time, man. Appreciate you.
All right, brother,
you.
Man.
Anytime, man. You know, B. Mitch, I'm going to drop you out some gumbo for Christmas, man.
Man, hey, you probably would go pick up my gumbo, come back and drop it off and tell me it's yours.
Thank you, Fred.
All right, boy.
Anytime.
That's that Fred Smoot.
Crazy.
Now we're going to open these phones. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. We'll take phones. The remainder of the program. Blame Pies, Hot Seat, Jaden starting in New York. Let's go.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The FanDuel Sportsbook app is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to who will win, with FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right, you can get in on the action with a 30% profit boost token this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.